I've been on the road a lot this weekend.
I'm in Dunmore.
Yeah.
You get to be back.
Yeah.
Right.
On the 26th, I have to go.
When I got home, I fell up my dogs out and I.
I need to drive.
Yeah.
Has your car discovered its own way after?
Yeah. James, how are you feeling? And then some.
I was lost this morning.
Yeah. Lottie, we talked to you. How old was that?
How old was that?
Hey, Devin. Do you have a scripture reading?
No.
Yeah. It'll look likely that it's supposed to go on top of that mic.
It's like a whole creature.
There's a little black thing that goes on top.
Oh, it's right up here.
Did you see it?
Yes, you were walking all over it this morning.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome.
I don't know if it makes any difference or not.
I don't either. Good evening, everyone. Please have your songbooks in hand this evening. Our first song selection that we will sing, Holy Ground. This is song 932 in our hymnals. Song 932, Holy Ground. This is holy ground, we're standing on holy ground, for the Lord is present, and where he is holy. This is holy ground, we're standing on holy ground. And where he is holy. Next song selection, the song that we will sing before our opening prayer is 124. Did you think to pray? Song 124, we'll sing this song and then we'll go to God in prayer. There you left your room this morning, did you think to pray? In the name of Christ our Savior, did you sue for loving favor as a shield today? Oh, how praying rests so weary, prayer will change the night today. So when life seems dark and dreary, don't forget to pray. When you met with great temptation, did you think to pray? By his dying love and merit, did you claim the Holy Spirit as your guide and stay? Oh, how praying rests so weary, prayer will change the night today. So when life seems dark and dreary, don't forget to pray. When when your heart was filled with anger? Did you think to pray? Did you plead for grace, my brother, that you might forgive another who had crossed your way? Oh, how praying rests so weary. Prayer will change the night to day. So when life seems dark and dreary, don't forget to pray. When sore trials came upon you, did you think to pray? When your soul was bowed in sorrow, balm of Gilead did you borrow at the gates of day? Oh, how praying rests so weary. Prayer will change the night to day. So when life seems dark and dreary, don't forget to pray.
We're thankful, our Heavenly Father, for the opportunity again this evening to come together to worship, to recognize you as our God, and recognize, Father, the sacrifice your Son made that we might have this opportunity. We're thankful, Father, for the radio broadcast we have here, that when people are unable to attend services, they can listen to what's going on and have communion with them and feel like we're part of it, even though we can't be here. We pray that you be Brother Kraft as he has recovering from surgery, that everything will continue to go in his favor. We pray, Father, you bless our country, that we always need help because man sometimes tries to do their will, which is contrary to what you want done. So we pray that everything will be done in that regard, that peace might be achieved. We pray, Father, for the many that's lost their loved ones. We pray that you comfort them in their loss. We pray, Father, for the many that's lost their homes and these turmoils and everything, the storms we've had. Help bless those people through this trying time. Father, give us a good week. Bring us back Wednesday night at 6. Forgive our sin, Father, and find us, save us in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Our next song selection is 779. Without Him is the song title. Without Him, song 779. Without Him I could do nothing. Without Him I surely fail. Without Him I would be drifting like a ship without a sail. Jesus, oh Jesus, do you know Him today? You can't turn Him away. Oh Jesus, oh Jesus, without Him, how lost I would be. Jesus, thank God I'm saved. Jesus, oh Jesus, do you know Him today? You can turn Him away. Oh Jesus, oh Jesus. would at this time mark our song of encouragement. The song that we will sing after this evening's lesson is 768. While we pray and while we plead, song 768, that's an encouragement hymn that we'll sing after this evening's lesson. Once you have that song marked, please turn with me to song 895. Thy Word. Song 895. We will sing through this song, both verses, and then conclude with the last line, or with the first line of with
the first line on the page.
Yeah, what we'll conclude with, Thy Word is a lamp unto my feet. That'll be the last thing we sing. Thy Word is a lamp unto my feet. Thy Word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. When I feel afraid, I think I've lost my way, still you're there right beside me. Nothing will I fear as long as you are near. Please be near me to the end. Thy Word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. I will not forget your love for me, and yet I'll forever be wandering. Jesus, be my guide. Hold me to your side. I will love you to the end. Thy Word is a lamp unto my feet.
As I've titled this lesson, Great Prayers of the Bible or of the New Testament, I would one disclaimer to start with. This is not all the prayers in the New Testament, and there are other prayers that are very wonderful, like Jesus' prayer in John chapter 17, which we will not cover tonight. But these prayers have really touched me, and I wanted to share them with you tonight. We're going to start in Luke chapter 11, verses 1 through 4. Where Jesus gave what we would, you know, call the Lord's Prayer. And I'm going to read through it all the way, and then I'll come back. We'll talk about it a bit. One day Jesus was praying in a certain place, and when he finished, one of his disciples said to him, Lord, teach us to pray, just as John taught his disciples. And he said to them, when you pray, say, Father, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone who sins against us. And lead us not into temptation. And the rest of that verse, but lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. You know, I think about Jesus praying. You know, and oftentimes we don't really have any indication, a lot anyway, of what he prayed about when he went off by himself. You know, often he would go off by himself alone and pray through the night or something like that, and he would come back and then, you know, be refreshed and go again. But I imagine that the disciples may have thought, what are you saying? What do you pray about when you go? Would you teach us to pray? And Jesus here gives them, and some people have taken this prayer as this is the prayer, you know, and we should memorize this and we should say it. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that, but we need to understand that this is a prayer that Jesus prayed. And let's just talk about it for a little bit, where it says, Father, hallowed be your name. You know, your kingdom come. First of all, hallowed be your name. I think that one of the things that we find when you look at the prayers of the Psalms and some of the Old Testament, especially in the Psalms, there was many prayers of praise to God. Just praise. And that, or they would say to God, there's so many, this is our difficulties, this is the struggles we're having, but I want to praise you and glorify your name. And so even in the difficult times, many times, they would pray with lifted up voices of thanksgiving to God. And so Jesus says you should pray to give thanks to God and your kingdom come. Now, I've heard much of my life that this is not for us today because it says your kingdom come. Well, the kingdom has come. The church is here. It has been established. But the kingdom had not come yet when Jesus was here with them, right? It had not been delivered up. It was coming, right? That's what Jesus talked about, that his kingdom was to come and it would be established. And we know that it was established on Pentecost on that day. But still, it's important that we pray for the church, the kingdom, that it would be blessed and would help us to become what we need to be. And of course, we can give each day our daily bread to give thanks for that, right? I think that most Christians that I know will pray before a meal, and I think that's good, but I think it's not just that. It's praying for the things that we have, the basic things that God has given to us. And this next verse 4 is always such a challenging verse, isn't it? Forgive us our sins. Now, we want our sins to be forgiven. And I hear it in public prayers, and I think it's fine. Lord, forgive us our sins. But as we forgive those who have sinned against us, this says, forgive everyone who sins against us. Sometimes we think that we should only forgive those when someone says, I'm sorry. And maybe it's talking about that, but it could be also, Lord, we need to give us a forgiving spirit. So when we recognize that someone has sinned against us, has hurt us, has done something to us, that we could forgive them whether they ask for it or not. Because many times when we think about forgiveness of others, it's because it's for us. It helps us to let go of what's been done and what's been wrong. And so forgive everyone who sins against us, and of course, lead us not into temptation. Boy, we need that one, don't we? We need that. God, don't let me be tempted. Help me stay away from the things that are wrong and the things that are evil. And God is there with us. And so this was a very, obviously, Jesus gave it, so it was a very good prayer, very important prayer to teach his disciples how to pray and to teach us. This is things that we can learn from as we study this prayer as well. Then in Ephesians chapter 1, 15 through 23, and I'm not going to go all the way through this. The first part of this is here, and the next slide will be the second part of this. For this reason, ever since I heard about your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all the saints, I have not stopped giving thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers. I'm going to stop here, and then we'll go on as we go along here. You know, Paul says, I heard about you, and I heard about your love, and I have not stopped thanking God for you. Let us give thanks to God for each other. Let's find the good in each other and deliver it before God. Or if you're praying for each other, praying for one another, and I mentioned this morning to stop sometimes and maybe just pray for someone that's right there in that need. Someone has a need. And if I can, I do. I want to do that because I believe it really has a difference. And it tells us in James that we should pray for one another, you know, and praying for one another. And it's an indication that we do that with each other while we're together. So if you were to say to someone, and I'm not asking necessarily now for your thoughts, I mean, to give me those thoughts, but if you're praying with someone, and you're going to say, this is what I want you to pray about me, for me, help me to do this, or guide me in this, would you pray for me? And there's power in hearing someone else pray for you, and pray for you about those specific individual things. And here Paul is saying, I'm praying for you, remembering you in my prayers. Doesn't it feel good when someone says, you know, I've been praying for you? Mm-hmm. And to know that you believe that they have, and it makes you feel like God is lifting them up before you, before God. And then in 17, he says, I keep asking that God, our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation so that you may know him better. Now, we know that God gives us his revelation through the Bible. But again, I think it's important that we keep asking God to give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that we may know him better. And I'm not saying that God, and I don't believe that God speaks to us today. The Bible doesn't teach us that. God speaks to us through his word. But still, God gives us guidance and direction. Don't you ask God for guidance and direction in your life? If we do that, we should believe that God is going to give it to us. Well, we should believe also that God will give us a spirit of wisdom and understanding or revelation. I want to know what God is calling me to do and to be. God, guide me as I speak before you tonight. God, guide me as I study and so on. At 18, I pray also that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints. Let God enlighten us. Let God help us. That's what he's saying, that the eyes of your heart, open your heart to God, that you may be enlightened. Why? So that you may know the hope that he has called you and the riches of his glorious inheritance. I think sometimes we get caught up in what God does and what God does not do. Can God do great things amongst us and for us and with us? If we believe that, then we should, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, right? We should pray as if God is doing that. We should pray as if to move mountains, if you will, or to move the fig tree into the sea. You know, these things that Jesus said, have faith and you can do these things. Now, I haven't ever tried moving fig trees into the sea or moving mountains. But what the point is that we can do what God offers us to do, that he's going to fulfill his promises to us, that God is going to guide us and help us through these things. And one time the apostles said, Lord, increase our faith. And Jesus said, if you have the faith as small as a mustard seed, you can do it. It's not about your faith, it's about who you have the faith in. So if we have faith in Jesus and God, then we can believe that he can do these things for us. And it goes on to talk about his power in verse 19, and his incomparably great power for us who believe. He's going to go on and talk about the resurrection, that he raised Jesus from the dead. And I'll get there in a minute. I'm getting ahead of myself just a little bit. But one of the things that we have to understand, God's great power for those who believe. We need to believe and walk in the power of God. He goes on to say, that power is like the working of his strength, which he exerted when he raised him, Christ, from the dead and seated him at the right hands in the heavenly realms. It's that power. Is that great power to raise the dead? Oh, I mean, we know that he did in Lazarus. I mean, that's, you know, people really saw that, and they saw that in Lazarus. But God did that for Jesus. He raised him from the dead after 3 days. No one came and said, Jesus, come forth from the tomb like Jesus did for Lazarus. God raised Jesus Christ, as Jesus knew he would. And on the third day, be raised again. He told his disciples and apostles that was coming. Verse 21, far above, he's talking about this power that is far above Jesus, above all rule and authority, power and dominion, every title that can be given not only in the present age, but also in the one to come. He has given everything to him. All authority in heaven and earth has been given to Jesus. And he's above everything. And he goes on to talk about what that means. And God placed all things under his feet and appointed him to be head over everything for the church, which is his body. The church is his body, the fullness of him who fills everything in every way. This is our God. This is our God of power, our God of majesty. sometimes we just can't see. We just can't see what's going on and how God is working. Lyra, that I talked to you about this morning, asked for prayers for. The girl, this shows her heart. She said, "Dear friends who have been praying for me," she wrote this on Messenger, "Dear friends who have been praying for me," and I can't quote it exactly, but that this thing, that's this blood clot that has hit my brain, it has caused a dead spot in my brain, and I can't see out of my left eye. But I know, I believe that God is going to heal me from that. Well, I don't know about how others. I mean, my prayers are no better than anyone else's. I mean, I'm no great, but God hears our prayers. I guess that's what I'm trying to say. And when I first heard of it, it sounded like she was just on her deathbed almost because of this stroke. Well, here she's writing me, you know, maybe 16, 18 hours after this happened. Not just to me, but she sent it out to a lot of people, I'm sure. And she's confident. I'm confident that God can do this if it's His will. Doesn't mean that God takes care of everything, of all our pains and struggles. What about the Apostle Paul, right? A thorn in the flesh. Three times he asked God to take it away, whatever that thorn was. And God said no. And Paul says, it's making me, because I am weak, I am stronger because of this. I am stronger because of this. Jesus Christ has been placed in authority over us. That's, we're His church. We're His body. He's been placed in authority over us, not to give us power, I mean, to control us, but to empower us. That's what he's talking about in this prayer here, that God is here to empower us to walk and trust in Him and to do what He's promised us to do. Philippians chapter 1, verses 9 through 11. "And this is my prayer, that your love may abound more and more in knowledge and depth and insight." Okay, let's just stop there again. One of the things about Philippians that Paul, and in Thessalonians also, that Paul talks to the people about, that their love may abound more and more. And it just, you've heard me talk about this before, about the great love that these people, Ephesus was another one. Ephesus was a church known for their love in the early stages of their life, the church life. But not, that's not enough. I want you to love more and more. And Lord, help me to love, help us to love each other more. Help us to love the lost more. When we have the more we love, the more we want to give and the more we want to do. In knowledge and depth of insight, verse 10, "so that you may be able to discern what is best and may be pure and blameless until the day of Christ." I want to know what's best. There's a lot of good things that we can do and be a part of. We can, you know, a lot of good things that we could do, but I want to do what's best. Now, I don't always do what's best. I'm sure you don't either, but we want to, right? And Paul says, "I'm praying for you so that you are able to decide what is best." And maybe why, and then what else? "You may be pure and blameless until the day of Christ." Doesn't that go along with the prayer of Jesus that, "Lead us not into temptation"? God, help us to be pure. Help us to be innocent. Help us to be right before you. Blameless until the day of Christ. Don't let sin get in our way so that we are tempted to go away from God. Don't let it get in the way. So we want to be blameless on that day. We want to walk in the light as He is in the light, so that the blood of Christ can purify us from all sins. That's where we want to be, from 1 John chapter 1 and verse 7. "And to be filled," verse 11, "with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ to the glory and praise of God." And we know that we find righteousness to be righteousness, as God calls about righteousness, only in Jesus and through Jesus and because of Jesus Christ. We've been filled with the fruit of righteousness. Again, that's like loving more and more. Lord, make me, help us to be more righteous, to be more right with you. And the more right we are with God, the cleaner that we can be pure and blameless. The more right we are with God, the more we can become like Him and be what He wants us to be. And that comes through Jesus And how do we do it? To the praise and the glory of God. That's one of the things that we need to always come back to. Remember this morning when Paul, we're talking about that, Paul says, it's not about me. It's not about Apollos. We're all in this together. We're one in this together. And the glory and the praise goes to God who will bring the increase. Our praise to God needs to be to God for the success and the blessings that come our way. Colossians 1, 9 through 14. For this reason, since the day we heard about you, and again, Colossians here, and the indication that we have heard about you, as we didn't mention this about the other one, about Ephesians, but possibly Paul had not been with them when he wrote this letter to them. Since the day we heard about you, we have not stopped praying for you and asking God to fill you with the knowledge of his will through all spiritual wisdom and understanding. Sometimes we forget to pray, to keep praying about something or maybe someone. One of the things that we're going to be doing in our, when we're going to start making our lists of people and so on, is that we're going to have a prayer list, an extended prayer list. We're going to be praying about people. And it's easy sometimes when someone is not what you might think of as an ideal person, not a good person, or someone that you don't think could be saved, or someone that you've tried to talk to before, and it's like, you know, knocking heads against the wall. Some of my family, you know, were like that. But God says, keep praying for them. And there's been times when I quit. And I'm not proud of that. I want to be reminded to keep praying. Keep praying for those that we love and that we care about. Paul says, I have not stopped praying for you. And I'm asking God to fill you with all knowledge of his will through all spiritual wisdom and understanding. If we know, if people know the will of God, right? If they know what it means to understand what God is, won't they become Christians? Won't they walk right with God? Isn't that a good prayer? I want them to know the will of God. Help me to know the will of God, dear God, so that I can share that with others. Help me to be more aware of it and know what God is calling me to do. Verse 10, and we pray this in order that you may live a life worthy of the Lord and may be well-pleasing in every way. Isn't that what we just talked about? He prayed for them in the other part that we've been talking about. Why? Why does he pray? And this is the reason I'm praying for you about this, is that you will live a life worthy of the Lord. If we're living a life worthy of the Lord, we don't have to worry about our brothers and sisters. That doesn't mean we stop praying for them, but we don't have to worry about them because we know that they're going to live and walk in the way of the Lord, which pleases God in every way, bearing fruit in every good work, growing in the knowledge of God. Now, in John chapter 15, I believe Jesus is very clearly talking about bearing fruit, about him being the the vine and the branch and so on. But I think that there's other ways to bear fruit. There's the fruit of the Spirit. There's the fruit of righteousness. There's the fruit of bringing people, of course, to Christ. But bearing fruit in every good work. Everything that you do, growing in the knowledge of God. Why would you keep reading the Bible? You've read the Bible. Why read it some more? So you can grow in the knowledge of the Lord. And don't grow weary in well-doing. This morning, again, this morning's lesson, when it talked about having patience and reaching out to others and God would bear fruit, you know, that never caught, I'm sure I read it. I know I have because I read that book lots of times. But it never jumped out to me. I mean, never noticed it exactly, that we should have patience, you know, as we're reaching out for the lost. So important. And God knows that. They knows then that we have to do that. And why do we grow in the knowledge of God? Verse 11, being strengthened with all power. There's that power of God again. According to his glorious might, so that you might have great endurance and patience. God, give us endurance and patience. Please be patient with me. Please endure with me. Can't we say that, each one of us, to each other? We need his patience. We need this endurance. We need this understanding that we're not there yet, but we're striving to get there. We want to be there. Sometimes things in life get in the way. Sometimes physicality gets in the way, illness or whatever it might be. Keep on praying. Because God's great power, God's great power, all power, is at work. Verse, he continues on and says, and joyfully giving thanks to the Father who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of the saints in the kingdom of light. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, he tells us to always give thanks. Always joyful. Rejoice in the Lord always, right? Always give thanks joyfully. So when we pray, I think one of the things that, and we're not, this is, don't want to spend a lot of time with this. It's a, to me, it's another lesson altogether. But as we pray, give thanks. Thank you, God, for hearing and answering our prayers. Thank you, God, for healing. Thank you, God, for bringing about a great harvest of souls. Thank you, God. Like, pray as if we've already received it. That's what it clearly, the Bible clearly teaches us. Pray as if we've already received it. God has qualified us to share in that inheritance. And when we have his inheritance, we know that where we're going, we know what we're doing, then we can do that. And then he tells us in verse 13 a reason for praying. For he has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son he loves, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. The reason we pray is because who we are and who we belong to. He has rescued us from darkness, sin, and brought us into the kingdom of his dear Son, light, whom he loves. Notice the thing here, not the kingdom that is going to come, the kingdom that we have now. He's brought us into this kingdom, the Son whom he loves, in whom we have redemption. This is what we have. This is who we are, what God has blessed us with. The forgiveness of sins. That's our redemption. The forgiveness of sins. That's our freedom. The forgiveness of sins. That's our hope, is the forgiveness of sins that comes through Jesus Christ. This is why we pray to God. This is why we go to him. This is why we trust in him. This is real praying. I would encourage us to go and go back to these passages, go back to them, and pray them for each other. Pray them for yourself. Pray them for the church. Every day, and we will accomplish and see things that will happen in our lives and the lives of others. Because what we're doing is relying upon God. We're turning to God. God has given us these guidance of scripture, guidance of prayer. And it's not like we have to say them out of rote like many people do the Lord's Prayer. But we say them from the heart. And another way to do this is also, if you're reading the Psalms, you come through a prayer in the Psalms, stop and put it in your own words, in your own way, and let it guide you in your prayers to God. It's a great, great tool. And when we do that, we can watch the church grow and become what God wants us to be. Let us grow the church. Let us grow each other. The church is us. The church is us becoming what God wants us to be, helping others to become what he wants us to be. Won't you come to Christ now as together we stand and sing.
While we pray and while we plead, while you see your soul's deep need, while your Father calls you home, will you not, my brother, come? Why not now? Come to Jesus now. Why not now? Why not now? Why not come to Jesus now? You have wandered far away. Do not risk another day. Do not turn from God your face, but today accept his grace. Why not now? Why not now? Why not come to Jesus now? Why not now? Why not now? Why not come to Jesus now? In the world you fail to find aught of peace or troubled mind. Come to Christ, on him believe, peace and joy you shall receive. Why not now? Why not now? Why not come to Jesus now. Why not now? Why not now? Why not come to Jesus now? Come to Christ, confession make. Come to Christ and pardon take. Trust in Him from day to day. He will keep you all the way. Why not now? Why not now? Why not come to Jesus now? Why not now? Why not now? Why not come to Jesus now? Is there anyone here this evening that did not have opportunity already today to partake of the Lord's Supper? In a moment, we're going to be dismissed with a prayer. We want to keep in mind all those that are on our prayer list. Keep in mind those that are struggling in different ways. Doug mentioned that COVID is going around some. That's true where Dustin is at. And so I guess Naomi was not able to bring him here because of that this morning. And he desires to be here, right? And we love it when he is. We love seeing her and him and all the church when they get together. But we pray that he's able to get through this and the others as well. And remember all those that are shut in, like we mentioned, just to mention some of them here by name before we pray. Rose Beatty and Catherine Wright and Jack and Millie Keene. Evelyn Belt and Judy Mayberry, they've all been at home in their homes for quite some time, haven't been with us in a long time, and we miss them, and we hope they're able at some point to return to be with us and keep their faith in God, whether they can or can't. Is there anything further that we need to make known? Of course, our men, we're going to have a meeting here after dismissal tonight to put together a tentative budget. If nothing further, let's go to God in prayer.
Heavenly Father, we come to you in prayer to give thanks for the blessings, and to give thanks that you are God full of grace. Heavenly Father, we ask that you look after and heal all those of our congregation that are not able to be with us. That you may bring them back to our fold. Heavenly Father, throughout the world there's much pain. We pray that you bring our country together and the countries of the world to end the wars, to end the military actions. We ask that you guide the leaders of the countries around the world that this might happen. Heavenly Father, we pray that through the coming week we walk in the light of Jesus Christ. We ask all these things in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen